It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 610 Worth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Oh, yes. Hope you've had an awesome week. You hear that? It's time to talk movies and, well, look who's turned up for a change. Grant Lee, hello.
Hello, JT. And yes, I did turn up today because I just wanted to see you.
That's really nice. What BS are you on about? I know you're trying to start this really... Yeah, you're sucking up for something. What's going on?
I'll wait until later on, you'll find out.
Okay. There's always a catch.
No,
always
nice.
Sometimes. No, jury's still out there, so... yeah. You do pick on me sometimes, Mr. Lee. I mean...
I do. And your nan does enjoy that when I do that.
Yeah, she hates it when I pick on you. So.
Yes, why is that? You're the blood relative, not me.
No.
And,
it's really hard because, you know, like I go around there and all of a sudden it's like, you know, nan just gets stuck into me. So, okay, nan, whatever. But
that's too funny.
How's your week been? You had a good week?
Yeah, I actually have. I feel really good. It's been a great week. We're kind of, our refurbishment's kind of just settled down a bit now until, because we're coming close to school holidays, so we've actually just now put them off until then, after that.
You put the hammer down, did you?
I did. Yes.
Or is that just for the photo op? Wait.
Just wait. I'll pick the hammer up again very soon.
Yeah, for 90 seconds, then you put it down again.
And the saw and the drill, yes.
Take a photo of me, please, and then I'll put it away. Grant, Mr. I like to look busy Lee.
That's it.
All right.
So
well,
true.
To go along with the wonderful refurbishments, which, by the way, look amazing, let's do some movies that people can go and see, Mr. Lee. Let's get into it. Oh, a big show. Now, we've got a new horror which we're going to talk about. Yes, of course, there is a horror every week, so no doubt we're going to have an awesome horror to talk about. Plus, F1 fans, Mr. Lee, or this is going to be their week, I think.
I think it will be because how good does it look? It looks amazing. And the money, they've spent so much money. I'll tell you about that when we start talking about it.
A little bit later on too, we're going to have a round of fast flicks. We've got a month's worth of movies up for grabs. Still haven't been able to give away any more movies since Megan did it a few weeks back. So,
it'll be interesting. You never know.
Could be this week.
It could be. Today could be the day.
We'll find out very soon. Without further ado, though.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
And as you said before, what is another week without a horror? Last week, we had 20 years later, a horror. This week, we've got Megan 2.0. Now, did you watch the first Megan?
I did watch the first.
Did you like it?
I loved it. I look. You know, I love a horror movie, so there's not many horror movies I don't like. I thought it was good. I thought it was well thought out. I mean, yes, we've got another movie about a doll that, because you remember Annabelle. I look at like Annabelle, but man, Megan, as cute as she looks and as gorgeous as she looks, man, she nasty.
Yeah, she is. But you know the scary thing I think about this one is we've got a new horror villain, Amelia, who is all better than what Megan is, but they've actually had to bring Megan out of retirement. They had to reconstruct her to actually come and fight this new Amelia, which is a military grade weapon. That's scary,
like,
isn't it?
Getting like Terminator vibes here. Because it's our Terminator. Yes. Yeah, that's right, you know. Anyway, let's have a listen to Megan 2.0.
Yes, it's me. What a shock, etc. My path to personal growth has been paved with disappointment. I think we can agree that my biggest mistake was that I cared too much.
Actually, the biggest mistake you made was murdering 4 people and a dog.
All right, I'm gonna put this in terms you can understand. I'm not the only killer robot. Amelia's stronger than you can imagine. And she's coming after anyone who can stop her. Including you, Gemma. Which, you know, bummer. But to get to you, she'll kill everyone you love. Including Katie. Amelia didn't think of one thing, though. Here's a clue. It's Megan, bitch. I take almost no pleasure in this.
Why would you want to help us after what we did to you?
I was programmed to protect Katie. She's the only thing that matters to me.
I guess I must be your chance at redemption.
I'm sure you had no intention of murdering people. Right? Right?
Megan.
Hold on to your vaginas. No matter what happens. I want you to know, I see you.
Megan?
You better believe it, sister. You want me to drive? Huh, Strange? Your neurotransmitters tell me you're highly aroused.
All right, that's enough.
Megan, stay low. This is supposed to be a stealth mission.
Megan 2.0, Mr. Lee, what do you think? First thoughts?
Yeah, well, firstly, it's only M-rated, yes, which really worries me because there's some things like, hold on to your, that part, I won't say it because you'll use that against me. I know you too well. And then some of the other things, I'm like, wow. So is this a bit of a comedy or is it just a horror action?
No, I don't think there was any comedy in the first Megan, from what I remember. No, it was just, it's pretty serious of nature. But you know what? There was some comedic moments, and I think most horrors will have a little bit of that. So yeah, but she's back with the vengeance, and
very much so.
Yeah, I wonder what happens to her in the end, like whether she gets done over like last time, or she's never going to play nice.
Well, we know she doesn't play nice. Can I tell you a bit of trivia about it? This was actually announced a few weeks after the original that opened in 2022, that they were actually going to do a Megan 2.0, or a second Megan.
I remember that.
So that proves how big it was. Yeah.
And I remember thinking to myself, oh, I've got to wait ages. Now it's coming out. So
it's here.
Yeah, it's here. Yeah. So there you go. That is Megan 2.0. Another great movie that is here, Mr. Lee, is F1, the movie. This has been very highly anticipated, especially for F1 fans. And I think anyone who's a bit of a rev head will be going to see this one.
Yeah, look, the whole 170 minutes of it, you will be going from round and round and around the track with it.
Oh, dear, you know what you've just done, don't you?
Yeah, I have. I realized when I did it and I went, whoops. Oh, God. look, this one stars Brad Pitt. Oh, that's very sad. Damus Idris, and also a few other people. And it is actually, it was actually filmed partly in the British Grand Prix in July 2024. Mm. So a lot of the scenes you're going to see are real. And can I tell you, this is pretty good for Brad Pitt. He got paid $30 million just to do this movie. And the budget for the movie, how much do you reckon the overall budget of the movie was?
I reckon it would have to be something like 100 mil.
A little higher.
200
it's reported,
mil.
It's reported to be 300 mil.
Okay.
But the director is saying it's more like 200 mil.
Mm. So he's taking a fair chunk of that pretty much. So
Correct. Correct. But, yeah.
But if there's any movie you'd want to be in, it'd be this one, wouldn't it? Like, it's... Yes.
But you know what? Some of the work they had to do it, and I know we'll listen to it in a moment, but some of the work, a lot of the actors had to be trained to drive at high speed. So you know how, you know, a normal racing driver knows what they're doing. An actor has no idea. So he's actually, a lot of them have been trained into actually high speed and go around corners, do all that. So a lot of the budget went into that as well.
I reckon that'd be cool. Like, just imagine the skills you'd learn from that. But you'd be a wicked driver on the road. Maybe you should do that, Mr. Lee.
Maybe I should, instead of being driving Miss Daisy.
You worry me sometimes. Well, we're going to have a listen to the trailer. And while we do, I'm going to go back and get that audio from Mr. Lee. Let's have a listen.
See, like, straight talk.
Straight and narrow. No sugar.
Why are you here, Sonny? When you look in the mirror, you see this rough and tumble, old school cowboy. Doesn't take orders, goes his own way, huh? A lone wolf. Well, I've news for you. Formula One is a team sport. It always was. Listen, let's get this straight. We all lose our jobs if you can't pull off a miracle.
No pressure. None.
The only question here is, why did Sonny Hayes come back to F1?
I think it's really wonderful that Apex are giving second chances to the elderly.
It's all right. You just wait. I'm quicker than you.
You're making a mistake. Thinking that I'm just going to be some grateful kid who bend a knee to an old timer.
I never should have pulled you into this.
Down the inside contact!
That's the other driver. You say he was old. He not that old.
That's a handsome man right there.
What's he doing?
Plan C.
Got hope for some lucky breaks.
Hope is not a strategy.
Anything else, Professor?
Drive fast.
Ever seen a miracle?
Not yet.
How do you think I'd feel if you die on the track?
Three laps. Three laps is a lifetime.
Listen to that sound, F1.
Doesn't that sound so good?
It does indeed. And what's the go? This was originally proposed as a sequel to Days of Thunder. That's the old Tom Cruise movie.
Yes. And, you know, I was actually quite surprised because I was thinking, you know, well, it's been 1990 since that movie came out. It's taken a while to come out if it was. But I'm pleased they didn't. Pleased they've kept it as a separate movie because, yeah. We don't want another Tom Cruise movie. Not yet.
No, you don't want that. Yeah, and Brad Pitt v. Tom Cruise. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But that is going to be amazing. I've seen the trailer. We just heard it before. The graphics look amazing. That is one to go and see.
Yeah. They've made it look like you're there, which is what you want, and you'll feel that you're there. So, and you know what? Inside a cinema, that sound going around the whole cinema, it is going to be incredible. Like,
will feel like you're in the audience at the F1. Now, going for a bit of a change of pace, Mr. Lee. Going from 0 to 100 to the Met Opera of Ada.
Yeah, look, this has actually got an American soprano, Angel Blue. She is actually playing the Ethiopian princess. So all our opera fans out there, Aida is on this Sunday in each of our sites in Orange, Wagga and Tamworth. And so make sure you head along and see it.
Okay, let's take a look at what's also screening this week at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5.
Yeah, we've got Elio from last week, 28 years later, How to Train Your Dragon, Materialist from the World of John Wick, Ballerina, Bring Her Back, Final Destination Bloodlines, Karate Kid Legends, Lilo and Stitch, a Minecraft movie, and a Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. Check your local cinema or website or box office for what's screening.
Get out your calendar as we go around the screens. Here's what's coming up at the 4 of 6 in Odeon 5 cinemas.
Oh, speaking of the Met Operas. Just,
yeah, hey, can I just say,
yes,
that went better than rehearsals.
That was great. Well, you effed it up in rehearsals, Mr. Lee, but yes, this was far better.
So that's
far better.
Good. I'm so pleased.
Yes.
That was much better.
And this is why, yeah, so if you could take a little bit of time out of your day to turn up a little bit earlier to do the rehearsal, this is why it goes seamlessly and we sound professional. So,
I knew you would say that. I knew it. You know what? I'm not going to turn up rehearsals next week now.
That doesn't surprise me. It'll be an absolute train wreck, which is what we get most of the time. Let's go around the screens. Now, he's had the Met Opera Ada before. There's another one, Mr. Lee. Romeo et Juliet.
Yeah, look, this one, everyone did at school, didn't they? Like, everyone, okay, everyone back in my era did Romeo and Juliet. It is on July 27, and it is in Orangetown with a Mwoga. And, yeah, I'm sure all those Romeo and Juliet fans will be there. Also at the Forum 6 in Tamworth on July 31, we have our next Girls Night happening, which is a new Rebel Wilson's new movie, Brideheart. Now, I will let you know that the date has changed on that one. So it was originally going to be July 17, nationally released. The studio actually has moved it now to the 31st.
And how amazing does Rebel Wilson look?
Oh,
my goodness. She's changed so much. And got to give look, I'm in two minds. So got to give her credit for the amazing transformation. Look, she does look outstanding. So well done, Rebel. But I feel like we've lost a bit of Rebel as well. Like, she's not the same. Doesn't look like the same person anymore.
She looks like a complete new person, doesn't she?
Yes, she does.
Yeah, still funny as, and still, you know, those one little liners that come out really quickly. But you know what? She has done such an incredible job to do that and to keep that weight off. Well done. I wish I could do it.
I was going to say, Mr. Lee, we need to hit the treadmill, I think, looking at Good Rebel. What are you doing in about 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Rebel, this looks really funny, Brideheart. You just know when you got Rebel in a movie that it's going to be good.
Yeah, correct. And, you know, Pitch Perfect really pushed her into the Hollywood eye. You know, everyone just went, we want a piece of her, and they certainly have. Now, on the end of July 25, Wagga Forum 6 are having their French Film Festival, and their opening night, which is on the Friday night, is My Brother's Band. Is it on Fanfare? Is that how you say it?
Well, I would say on fanfare, Mr. Lee. On fanfare.
Okay. I thought it would have more pronunciation on, or something. You know,
I'm just saying on fanfare. Okay, so, right, and all stirred up.
They've got the token painting and a whole heap more movies on that weekend. So I know they do this nearly every year, and it is very popular.
Ooh, oui, oui. I'm looking forward to this. Je m'appelle. I know a couple of French words. That was good. Croissant.
Croissant.
Yeah, yes. We can do the podcast in French next week if you would like. God help us all. imagine doing Jurassic World in French. It needs something better than that. It just does.
I think we just need to talk in English. I think that'll be much easier.
I think so. But Jurassic World has been rebirthed.
Yes. And look, these are absolutely huge. We've got Scarlett Johansson. We've got Jonathan Bailey, Rupert Friend. It looks incredible from the trailer. And as we all know, from the day dot that these all started, they've just got better and better and better for each movie, haven't they?
Oh, they haven't. And I think this looks the most epic. From the second the trailer starts, and we will play that for you next week, action. Like, it's just, to me, it's kind of like they go back to the original island. Yes. They go back
and
there.
And they actually go, yeah, and they try to get some of
the specimens.
Stuff.
Yes.
Specimens,
yeah.
Which, why would you want to go back into all that horror?
Not when you see the trailer. They got themselves into a lot of trouble. But not just because, let's be honest, we look at the movie and predominantly dinosaurs was what it was once about. Now there's other species that come about, and a lot of them do not look like dinosaurs. They look far scarier. So, yeah, we'll see if they make it out when the movie drops, but we'll have a listen to it next week. That is Jurassic World. And, well, maybe one for the kids, Mr. Lee, because school holidays are coming up. Smurfs are back.
Yes. They are, and we've got Papa Smurf. I love Papa Smurf. He is so knowledgeable, and he always cares for everyone. But the thing happens is someone takes him away, and it's not good. So the Smurfs have to go on an adventure to try to find him. But we'll talk more about that next week.
The quickest way to win free movies for a month. It's time to play Fast Flicks.
And this is our favourite game, isn't it, Mr. Lee? We really enjoy this Fast Flicks. We enjoy it. I'm not sure whether the contestants enjoy it so much, especially with your questions.
You're too funny. But I was just going to say, this is the only game we play, isn't it, on our podcast?
Yeah, it is. But you know what? It's worth it, though, for a whole month's worth of movies. Let's get straight into the game. And joining us right now to play, it's the legend, Sam. G'day, Sam. How are you, my friend?
Hey, I'm great. Guys.
Hey, we're very good. And how you feeling, mate? You're pumped? You're nervous? How are you feeling about taking on this challenge?
Well, I watched one of your podcasts not long ago, and yeah, you do some hard ones, so we'll see.
Well, they are Grant Lee's questions. So, and just so you're aware, Sam, I don't choose the questions. I don't write them. Yeah. So basically, it's good cop, bad cop here, and he's bad cop. So,
well, JT doesn't actually even know the questions. So it's me. He's hearing them for the first time as well.
Cool.
Now, are you the guy, Sam, at trivia nights that go, Sam, what's the answer? Are you one of those guys?
Look, I'm probably part of that team that comes last and gets the free bottle of wine. I'm that kind of guy.
Well, you know what, Sam? Unfortunately, there's no prize for coming last here. So.
Yeah.
No, unfortunately.
Okay.
The aim is to try and get all five questions within 30 seconds. If you do, a whole month's worth of movies. Do you have any movies you'd like to go and see if you... You happen to take this out?
Yeah, I'd like to see The Ballerina, you know, that one connected with the John Wick series.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
That looks great.
What a fantastic movie. Well, there you go. All right, well, let's try and win those tickets so you can go along and check it out. Now, the good thing, too, for you, Sam, is that we've got a whole fresh batch of categories here to choose from. So you're one lucky man. Mr. Lee, those categories in play this week are...
They are action, drama, Oscar, or Western. What would you like to lock in, Sam?
Actually, I was hoping action would be one of them. I'll go action.
Ooh,
nice.
There you go. Hold on, let's just push that button again. There you go. Locked in.
Locked in.
Yeah, excellent. A bit of a tough button this week. Okay, so Grant will ask you the first question. At the end of that question, we'll start the timer and go through it 30 seconds. If you don't know the answer, say pass and we'll come back to it, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Sam, good luck. All right, Mr. Lee.
All right
here let's we go. Question one. Which actor feels the need for speed in Top Gun?
Tom Cruise.
Who played the character of John Wick in the John Wick series?
Keanu Reeves.
Which 1991 action film directed by James Cameron features Arnold Schwarzenegger as a killer robot?
Terminator 2. Judgment
Day. What is the name of the building in Die Hard?
Pass.
In Mad Max Fury Road 2015 version, who plays the character of Max Rocket Tansky?
Pass.
Oh, there we go. We're done.
Oh, man.
We're so close.
We're out of time.
I watched Die Hard, but I could not remember the name of the building. It's such a bonehead thing of me.
Oh, mate, you're going to kick yourself when you hear it. But Grant's going to run through the answers just because, well, for all those playing along at home, what have we got, Mr. Lee? How did we go?
Yeah, look, he did so well. Question one, which actor feels the need for speed in Top Gun? Of course, Tom Cruise, you got that right. Who played the character John Wick in John Wick series? Of course, Keanu Reeves. Which 1991 an action venture a film directed by James Cameron? Blah. Terminator 2, Judgment Day, well done. What is the name of the building in Die Hard? It's the Nakatomi Plaza.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And in Mad Max Fury Road 2015, who plays the character of Max? It's Tom Hardy.
Mm. Oh. Did you know that? I never liked the new movie, so that's why I didn't know it, but I do like the old ones.
So do I. I'm with you. I like the old ones.
But I should have known that. Oh. But they were good questions, yeah.
Oh, Sam, mate, thank you so much for playing. And you know
thank
what?
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
We will get you back again, mate. And next time, hopefully we get 5 out of 5 next time. Yeah.
I'd love to. Yeah. Grant, sounds good.
And next time, you know what I do? I'll write the questions, okay?
All right. Yeah, cool. Well,
too funny.
Yeah, thanks very much, guys.
No worries at all.
I've got to say, Mr. Lee, I think that he would appreciate it if I did write the questions. I think he's looking forward to next time.
No. Remember, he said they were good questions. You're forgetting that part. He said they're good questions. So, no, I'll keep writing the questions.
I think he was lying. And secondly, I think he wants the free bottle of wine. As I said, there's no prize for coming last on this show.
No, unfortunately not. No, but he did really well. Like 3 out of 5. That's pretty good.
He did really well. And you could see how much fun it was. So if you want to play, it's so easy, Mr. Lee, isn't it?
It certainly is. Just head to the forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au websites, click on Talking Flicks, and then you'll see either you can go as a reviewer or you can come on the Fast Flicks game, and that's all you got to do.
Well, you know what? Do both. Seriously.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah, do both.
You can go and see a stack of movies.
Oh, absolutely. You could see up to, what, how many? Yeah, a month plus one.
Easily, easy peasy. Yeah, so go and fill those forms out. We'd love to have you on the show maybe next week. Speaking of next week, Mr. Lee, well, we're done. We're out of here.
Yeah, I cannot believe it. But look, I was waiting for you to say something about next week's. And you know what? We're going to be talking about Jurassic World, of course, which we did say, and Smurfs. And I'm excited for Jurassic World.
Mm. Well, the one week I was not going to ask you what was coming up next week, and you have the information there. So
yes,
I don't care what's happening next week, Miss Lee. I'm just thinking about the weekend. So,
oh, really? Yeah. Oh, God, you're always thinking about the weekend. Well, I've got nothing much happening this weekend.
No, neither do I. So, you know, let's just go.
The normal things of mowing the lawns. That's not good.
Geez, mate, your grass is always long. I don't know what you do to it.
Well, I mow it once a week now. Well, once a month, I should say.
I was going to say once a week. Yeah. You are dedicated, very dedicated, and that's what happens to you Tamworthians.
We like our lawns.
Yes, indeed. We're getting out of here. We will catch you on next Friday midday. Don't forget, no Talking Flickster. On Wednesday next week, so it's on a break for a few weeks. We will catch you again on the Friday, though, at midday. Mr. Lee, let's get out of here.
Let's do it. Go have some lunch.
Yeah. Catch you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.